You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, how are you? I'm waiting for your response. Well, I guess we won't get that response pertaining to that. But look, we are super excited about you, your marriage, your future marriage. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just listening and heard a little bit about what the Marriage Matters podcast is about. And your first time tuning in, we want to welcome you with excitement and with joy. And we want to speak life to you. As a matter of fact, we had wrote an e-book. It was an actual book. It was our first book called I Speak Life. And since the awesome interview with Doug Addison, we have been giving this ebook away for free as you have been subscribing to our newsletter and on our website. But it just hit my heart recently as people are reading it for the first time or rereading it that we have to continue to speak life into our marriage, into our future marriage, those who are not married. And so with that, I was going over the book, rereading some things and making some declarations. And I got to the very end, the prayer for your marriage, and it just began to speak to my heart and my mind. And before we get off of here in this podcast, I definitely want to pray that over you and your marriage as we move forward. But the importance of speaking life, and I also want to tie in speaking life as well as praying for your spouse together as well as separate. And so Ephesians 4:29 talks about let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. And I'm paraphrasing, but basically speaking words that are edifying and uplifting. And it's so easy in this day and time to speak negative words over our spouse and situations or cancel the blessing. But we want to stand in the gap and just excite you, excuse me, to encourage you just to continue to speak those life-giving words. Speak that your spouse is the head, not the tail, above only, not beneath, that they are improving and that they are the top and that you are loving each other, agape love. And, you know, as frustrations come in the world, we have opportunity to recognize that the word of God is true and that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, wickedness, and high places. So we're not upset with our spouse. We're upset over the spiritual conditions, let me slow down, that are trying to influence our marriage. We've been finding out in our own marriage that, you know, where it seems to be warfare in our life and in our marriage, that's kind of a hint as to where the enemy, where the enemy is trying to distract us and keep us from is a place where, you know, we believe that there's breakthrough and that there is, you know, power and the anointing and that God wants to bless on the other side. But the enemy wants to just keep beating up on us and keeping us from moving forward and to keep us from, you know, receiving the word of God and to cause division amongst our marriage and cause division amongst, you know, our family and our finances. And, you know, we just have to recognize that as we speak life in those areas where the enemy would love for us to curse our spouse or to speak words that are not edifying or frustration or talk about them, that we can choose just to pause, hear from God, and speak those life-giving words. I feel like I'm going a million miles an hour. So instead of me keep going, let me pause to hear what you have to say, baby.
Well, I mean, you said a lot, babe, and it reminds me of what we speak about is what's in our heart. So as we're constantly allowing things to come out of our mouth, it shows and reveals what's in our heart. So as we begin to kind of reprogram ourselves, I believe that it takes a little bit of reprogramming, especially if we've found ourselves speaking more so on the negative side. Just in general, I don't know why, but it seems easier to identify and to point out what's going wrong instead of focusing on the good things. So if we found ourselves in a point and place where we are speaking a lot of negativity, or we're putting ourselves down or putting our mate down or putting the people around us down, then it's going to take some reprogramming, and we need to find a way to begin to focus on the good things. And the Bible tells us that out of the mouth speaks the condition of your heart. And so we may need to even take some time and ask the Lord to work on our hearts if we found that we've been very negative. And, you know, just you might not purposely be doing it, but it just might be a season in your life where you feel like that's what you've been seeing. And the more you speak on it, the more you talk about it, that's the more you will find that negative thing. So try to ask the Lord in helping you to reprogram your heart and work on the condition of your heart so that you can begin to focus on the good things and speak the positive words and affirm your spouse, affirm your children, affirm yourself. You know, some of us get caught up in putting ourselves down all the time and saying what we can't do or what we won't do or what, you know, different things like that, what we'll never be, and I'll just always do this or I'll just always be that. And we want to encourage you today to learn how to speak life into yourself first, and, you know, as well as your mate, as well as your children and your family and your coworkers, whoever you're around. Begin to speak life and speak those positive things. And the Bible even talks about, you know, speaking those things which are not as though they are. Sometimes, you know, you might be living in a chaotic place in your home, and it's hard for you to see any good, but begin to speak how positive things are. Begin to speak into your home and around your home that your home is full of love and that your home is full of joy and that there is compassion there, there's peace there, and, you know, all of those types of things, even when you may not see it yet. It's still there somewhere. It might just be buried deep down underneath, but it's still there. So begin to speak that thing and set the atmosphere in your home and, you know, and wherever you may be, and it will help you to create a more positive outlook on life, it'll help you to begin to see how God is even moving in your life and in your marriage or in your relationship. And, you know, trust me, it may take some time, but don't be discouraged if you don't change overnight. But it will take some time to reprogram yourself and begin to speak life more regularly on a regular basis.
That's good. That's good. I just want to pray. I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. We want to enter and really the presence, allow the presence of God to go ahead and even come in a podcast. And so, you know, we want to invite you, Holy Spirit, into this conversation for the listener right now, that you're able to just massage the heart and mind. You know exactly what's going on. And so we want to speak power and speak the anointing and speak your authority, that if this individual needs encouragement, if they need your love, if they need confidence, whatever it is that they need, I pray that you will be that and that you will comfort them right now in their time of need or great expectation. Maybe their life and their marriage is going really great, and maybe they just need to go to a higher level. Whatever it is that you want to do, we invite you in right now, that they would feel your presence even right where they are as they're listening to this podcast. We've entered into your presence and we've welcomed you here, oh God. And we do speak right now within transitioning into prayer, God, that you, Father God, that you would take this awesome individual, this awesome couple, and that you would bless them and that you would keep and make their marriage strong. We speak that no weapon formed against them that shall prosper. We thank you that every, you know, a tongue that was rising up against them, that it's going to fall away, oh God. We thank you right now that that you're going to release your Holy Spirit upon our brother and sister. And we thank you for the strength and the power for them to stand firm in your word and apply your principles in your word. And even if they have the I Speak Life, a mini book that we gave to them, God, I pray that they would speak it over their marriage, expecting great things to happen. God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing in their marriage. We ask that you would bless them and keep them, God. We ask that you would touch them financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, oh God. And we thank you for you doing above and beyond anything that they could dream or desire, God. We thank you for their purpose in their marriage, that they would come together like never before. We speak a shift upward pertaining to for you to just massage their heart and mind and just change the situation, turn it around. And we speak increase in a new commitment to love each other with an agape love, as a foundation in building from that day forward, God, from that place forward, God. We speak shalom and peace, God. We thank you that you are bringing marriages back together and those who are together, that you're taking them to a higher level, God. We thank you, God, for them being able to be light in dark areas, God, that you will reveal to them. Speak to them in dreams and visions, God. Give them words of knowledge, prophetic words, God. Give them your power, God. Confirm and affirm them pertaining to this day and time as their call, as they move forward, God. We speak new businesses, God. We speak financial wealth, God. We speak supernatural debt cancellation. We speak that all the hindrances in their marriage, that they have to move. And that joy and that peace and power, encouragement, and great expectation is released right now in the atmosphere to go ahead and come upon their marriage, upon their life, upon their family, that there's going to be a legacy of love that's going to be left. In the name of Jesus, we pray and contend, believing that it is so. Yeah. And we expect great return and great testimonies from this podcast. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Baby, tell them how they can connect with us and also how prayer has been on our hearts and how we want to specifically pray for them.
Yeah, we have just felt strongly, just specifically in the last week or so, that the Lord has just really impressed upon us to be in prayer for married couples, for engaged couples, and those who desire to be married. We want to pray for you. We are taking this assignment seriously. We are committing to it. We even have a couple who we pray with often, and we're going to come together and we are going to pray for you. So we want you to connect with us. Send us your prayer request. You can contact us on our website. If you go to our website, higherlevelmarriage.com, and click the button in it for sending prayer requests. And we will get that, and we will keep it with our list. And we just want to pray for you. We want to agree. The Bible tells us that where two or three gather in your name, touching and agreeing, he will be in the midst. And we want to touch and agree with you. So please, please send us your information, any prayer requests you may have. It might not be a marriage problem, but you might just want more joy. You might want to move forward in your marriage. You may want, know that there's an assignment for you together, but you haven't fully identified it. Whatever it might be, you're a single person and you desire to be married, let us touch and agree with you for that godly mate that God has for you. So please go to our website, higherlevelmarriage.com, click the button, send your prayer request, and we will be happy to pray for you. And then if we do are praying for you, please send us updates. If anything changes, when it changes, we'd love to hear your testimonies as well. You guys are awesome. We love you. And we really have that heart to pray for you. So we hope that you will connect with us.
That's right. Catch us on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. Also, our Facebook group. You can check our Facebook page out for Higher Level Marriage. And we also have a group where we go live there. We send words of encouragement, keep you updated on all the activities and the ministry events that are going on pertaining to us. So make sure that you check out all those areas and just stay in contact with us. We love to hear from you. We love you to life, and we speak life. So we'll talk to you soon and look forward from hearing from you as well as hearing from us. All right. Peace.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.